A Christian woman in Pakistan has been sentenced to death. Her name is Asya Noreen Bibi. She works as a farmhand, and she was convicted on blasphemy charges in the overwhelmingly Muslim nation. Now the Vatican is calling for her release, and Muslim fundamentalists are calling for her head. NPR's Julie McCarthy reports from eastern Pakistan.
Outside the gate of the district jail here in Sheikhupura, a Sunday passes quietly. Inside sits Asya Noreen Bibi, convicted of blaspheming the Prophet Muhammad and sentenced to die for the crime. A quarrel in a field among female farmhands escalated to charges of blasphemy. The case of Asya, a Christian and a mother imprisoned here for the past 18 months, has sparked attention abroad and a fury at home. Asya, the blasphemer, hang her, chants this small crowd of black-bearded men after Friday prayers in Rawalpindi. The protesters, who can overshadow the peaceful majority view, are passionate that Pakistan's blasphemy law not even be debated, let alone changed. Under the law, defiling the Quran merits imprisonment for life. Defaming the sacred name of Muhammad merits death. A penalty introduced in the 1980s under dictator General Zia-ul-Haq to prop up his rule using Islam, say critics. We will sacrifice our lives for Muhammad, the men shout. But it is the life of a mother of two and stepmother of three that is now in the balance. A cleric has offered nearly $6,000 to anyone who kills the jailed Asya Bibi, the first woman in Pakistan to receive the death penalty for blasphemy. Even the Taliban has threatened retribution should she be spared. For Asya's family, these are frightening days.
The Taliban's message was loud and clear. It was a direct threat. And as a result of that threat, the family is now on the run.
The family recently fled from this Christian colony of Gloria in the city of Sheikhupura, 90 minutes outside Lahore. Community leaders help us find family members, knocking on doors, and comparing notes over cell phones. As the search stretches into night, Christmas carolers brighten the dark lanes of Gloria. It's an unexpected sight in a country where less than 2% of the population is Christian. Finally, the family is found and spirited to a safe house where we await Ashik Masih, Asya's husband.
Thank you for coming out of hiding momentarily to see us. Could you tell us, do you feel in grave danger?
Yes, there is a danger. The danger is that the world is not leaving.
You're saying there is much danger to yourself and to your family. And even if your wife does come out, you feel that she could be killed. Ashik Masih, as a Christian in Pakistan, did you live in fear even before this case that you would run afoul of the law somehow just by virtue of the fact that you're a minority here?
Isse pehle to case kahi ban chuke hain.
He says Asya's case is not the first, and it's not just Christians who are targeted, Ashik says. Muslims have also been charged with blasphemy. Christians are easy to implicate, though, he says. If they talk about religion, they are accused of blasphemy. If a Christian touches the Holy Quran, he's accused of a crime, Ashik says. And here, Asya's husband says, petty issues get twisted into accusations of blasphemy. At trial, Asya's defense attorney called the charges a fanciful drama by a Muslim majority arrayed against a Christian minority. When Asya offered her fellow farmhands water, they refused on the grounds that as a Christian she had made it impure. Both sides stoutly defended their faiths, and Asya was charged with blasphemy. Father Samson Dalawar, a parish priest who saw his church burned down in 2005, has been threatened by anonymous callers for assisting Asya, who he says is not safe in prison. He says the killing last year of a young Christian man accused of blasphemy in nearby Sialkot is a cautionary tale.
So that boy was killed in the jail. She can also be murdered in the jail as well. She can be killed anytime. Anything can happen.
In July, two brothers who were Christian walked out of the Faisalabad courthouse facing charges of blasphemy when gunmen opened fire and killed them. Christians in Pakistan are ghettoized in the poorest housing, relegated to the most menial jobs, and marginalized to the lowest socioeconomic class. Political analyst Rasul Baksh Rais says the blasphemy laws are nothing more than a big stick to intimidate the other into submission.
And in most of the cases, it has become an instrument of personal vendetta, revenge, and settling personal scores. And it is why this law needs to be revisited and re-examined.
Rais says the law has bred intolerance in Pakistan for Christians, Hindus, and members of the Ahmadi Muslim sect, whom the Constitution prohibits from even being called Muslims. Statistics from the National Commission for Justice and Peace, a human rights body of the Catholic Church in Pakistan, show that accusations of blaspheming are on the rise, with more than 110 people accused last year. Punjab Governor Salman Taseer helped spur what has become Pakistan's first public debate over the blasphemy law when he visited Asia Bibi in jail and took her case to the president.
Before this, nobody was prepared to discuss this law. It will set the mullahs at your throat. And I said that she should be pardoned. And this is a travesty and a shame that a poor woman like this, who has the means to defend herself, is trumped up charges. And in a country where your prime minister is Muslim, your president is Muslim, you know, you're 95% Muslim. And what is the need for laws like this?
Human Rights Watch and Amnesty International have called for the law's repeal. A bill in parliament would shorten sentences and require a showing of criminal intent. Even such recommendations risk serious reprisals. But analyst Rasul Baksh Rais says wavering in the face of a fundamentalist backlash will damage Pakistan more.
Who is going to visit Pakistan? Who is going to invest in this country? Who is going to buy the goods produced by the Pakistanis? It hurts Pakistan in a big way.
The Punjab's outspoken governor, Taseer, is resolute.
Now, you know, frankly, it's up for God to decide whether I'm a Muslim or not. Not some illiterate mullah to decide whether I'm a Muslim or not.
No one sentenced to die under the blasphemy law in Pakistan has actually been executed. And President Asif Ali Zardari has ordered a review of the case of Asia Noreen Bibi. But a quick resolution to the emotional episode is not at hand. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.